one, Sil. Is this on?
So I'm gonna fix this leg, and I'm gonna stand up on my own 2 feet again. And one day, I'm gonna be world heavyweight champion, and there ain't no paperwork, and there ain't no technicalities, and there ain't no bullcrap that's gonna stop.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye Roman.
He gone.
Gone.
He is gone.
Suspended.
Go start the bus. Go start the bus.
Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with the WWE?
Question mark.
I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
The reason we do the show is not to shit on it every week, but to report what's going on. And last night, it was a good show. I got excited. We've had two straight pay-per-views that finished great. Mm-hmm. We had a good Raw. Am I getting excited about this show? I am. We are leading up to the Slam in a couple of months. We don't have to see Reigns for 4 weeks. It is an exciting time to be a pro wrestling fan.
It is.
Baby.
I've never been this optimistic about the product before. Ever. I can't remember the last time Raw was good. What about you, Eric Hamilton?
It's really a tough call to try to imagine. Like I feel like something like just terrible is going to happen. Like, it's so good right now.
Something terrible did happen. Roman Reigns
nothing terrible
was
happened.
Suspended for 30 days for violating the wellness policy, guys.
Bummer, all the six-year-olds are...
Yeah. The best tweet I saw about this said, Roman Reigns granted more wishes in one day than Cena has his whole career.
Oh.
Wow.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Millions of wishes in one day. Yeah.
So Jesus. We don't know what he was suspended for. I'm guessing it's either, you know, steroids or weed. If I had to guess, I'd say weed. I think Roman likes his ganja.
Yeah,
so,
he seems like
ganja.
He would.
But that's amazing. We have more rumors to talk about that situation later. But until then, Dean Ambrose is the new face. For now, the new face of the WWE.
He's running the show. He's running the world. He's the face.
Yep.
And we love it. We're eating it up like cake on a birthday.
It's part of the reason why I have half a voice right now. The other reason was screaming at all the roller coaster rides in Orlando.
But
and running away from all the alligators. But
yeah.
I have to say, I think Ambrose winning is the best moment in WWE that we have seen in a very, very long time. And you could say, like, you know, Seth Rollins cashing in the Money in the Bank contract at WrestleMania 31 was a better cash-in because it was at WrestleMania, and he saved us from Roman. But we were cheering a heel over a baby face. That was basically like us, like, everyone cheering is basically like saying fuck you to WWE. Like, that's a great moment, but it doesn't really fit in terms of like a truly great moment because right. We just hate Reigns so much.
Right? Yeah.
Like, this was truly an amazing moment.
Amaze balls.
Again, I thought they'd save it. In a way, I'm glad they didn't save it.
Yeah.
Like, why wait to do something?
Well,
good?
Why risk Vince changing his mind, giving Ambrose the title?
But when wrestling was good, it was good every week.
Yeah.
It was good every pay-per-view.
Right.
You had Rock versus Triple H. You had Triple H versus Stone Cold. You had Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. You had so many different
and that's
top
all year
names
long.
All year long.
Like,
so you could have that. You have names.
Yeah.
You have guys on the roster that can do this. You have all these great wrestlers if you just let them wrestle and let them be a part of the storyline. Let the Wyatts go against New Day. Who cares? You know what I mean? Let Kevin Owens, you know, come to the top of the card. Let all these guys do what they were made to do.
Yep.
Why is Finn Balor not? If you would have brought out Finn Balor at this last pay-per-view, we would be like, holy fuck, they changed the writers.
Yeah.
They got new writers because it is great and they're pushing it hard.
Yeah.
It's almost like TNA is doing well or something. Like, there's a reason for them to be better for some
reason. I don't know.
I don't get it, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah, you know, usually Raw starts getting better around, you know, WrestleMania season, and then we're obviously now we're getting towards SummerSlam. But again, yeah, I can't think of the last time Raw was this good. It has to be years and years since it was this good of a show. Like, they actually told a story on Raw this week, which
was a change of pace.
I didn't think was possible to do. Yeah. I mean, there are low points as usual, but there weren't many low points.
I mean, lately their thinking has been, oh, well, if we have enough backstage segments, the story will tell itself in the ring. No, it won't. If you let people put on quality matches and wrestle each other in the ring, then the story will tell itself in the ring.
Seriously, last week's Raw was like, it seemed like the whole show was backstage.
Yeah.
It seemed like the ring was empty the whole show.
Yeah.
So you went from like the worst Raw to the best Raw in just 1 week.
Yep.
Quite a jump. But to start Raw, we see Ambrose get out of a taxi earlier in the day. He grabs his bag. The taxi starts to drive away, but he realizes he forgot something. Oh, the fucking title! What the hell?
Oh, Dean.
So, it's funny, but I don't want him to be a schmuck either. Like, that's something I would see, like, oh, God.
Eugene? He's the Joe Namath.
Like Santino do or something.
He's the Joe Namath of the WWE. He's just too drunk
I mean,
to care.
But, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a guy that's the champ that shouldn't be kind of move. Like, let's not make him stupid.
He's
crazy. Make him jump out of the cab while it's moving or something, or jump on top of the cab.
While wearing the title.
Something crazy like that. But, I mean, it's funny. They're trying to let him be himself.
Yes. So he starts the show getting a huge pop.
Huge.
Something Roman Reigns can only dream of.
Sure. I mean, just anyone getting a pop to start the show is rare. So
it was very nice seeing fans cheer a champion for once.
Yes.
Because it's been so long.
It has. Since Brock Lesnar, I guess.
Some for Triple H.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But again, that's not the correct response, because Triple H was a heel. We're cheering a heel champion. You know, that shouldn't happen. It should happen maybe for a pop, but not every week on Raw we're cheering Triple H the heel over Roman Reigns the face.
Exactly.
That's why Ambrose winning is, you know, is very good. Anyway, so he gets a loud "You deserve it" chant, and then he recaps what happened Sunday night.
Oh boy, last night was a long night in Las Vegas. I'm not even talking about the stuff I don't remember. There was an incident with a security guard at the Hard Rock. There's this whole Cleveland Cavaliers celebration party thing.
This is funny.
Nobody liked that.
Like Vegas?
What do you say to this one?
I don't like those guys anyway. Don't look at me. They were freaking tall and it weirded me out. I don't know. I think my foot ran over by a cab. Oh, yeah, and then this other thing happened where I had to climb a 15-foot ladder and win the Money in the Bank ladder match. And it's, I think at some point in the night I almost got bitten by a dog. I mean, it was a long night. Oh, yeah, and then this other thing happened where I cashed in my Money in the Bank contract on Seth Rollins and I became the new WWE World Champion.
So, yeah, at that point, I'm just, you know, standing on my couch, jumping up and down. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
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 Andrew so, needs a new couch. We're going to start funding that.
So then, you know, we have to, what do we call Ambrose now? What do we call him? Well, he's got an answer.
So Seth called himself the man. Roman called himself the guy. I don't know. What does that make me? The dude?
The dude.
Dancing like it.
Oh, I kind of like it.
They're saying dude.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. You call me whatever you want. But you call me champion.
Yeah. He's the champion. Yeah. So the guy then comes out.
Crazy.
And the crowd treats him like the true heel that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And Reigns tells Dean, you know, again, this is classic Reigns. You know, if it was you, you'd probably be so pissed that you lost the title, right? Like, super pissed.
Yeah.
I mean, even John Cena's upset when he loses the title. But Roman Reigns tells,
well,
you know, last night wasn't my night. It was your night. Like, he isn't even really that upset about losing because he's just so happy about Dean.
Yeah.
Like, as if it's his little mentally challenged brother that, you know, won the title or something.
Yeah.
And then Reigns asks Dean, hey, how great was it cashing in on Seth? And Ambrose tells him, look, I would have cashed it on you too, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, classic crappy Roman. The crowd even chants at him, you can't wrestle, to which he responds,
heel
like
turn.
A true heel.
Heel turn.
All the dudes chanting that I can't wrestle, calm down, relax, take a sip of your beer and shut your mouth.
I mean, come on. Oh,
I was going to say, at the end of that, they start to kind of cheer a little bit because they're like getting a hint that heel, heel, okay,
yeah.
Heel.
Nope. That's something Seth Rollins would say. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
So Reigns then says he has a rematch, but then gets interrupted by the man, and oh boy, is Rollins pissed.
Pissed.
True story.
I achieved my dream when I beat you right in the center of this ring. So you get to the back of the line. I won the title fair and square. And then he stole my championship moment from me.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Rollins is pissed.
Yep.
And he wants his rematch. Reigns wants his rematch. And how can this get any better? Here comes your brother.
Yeah.
Brother's top.
Here he comes.
The crowd went nuts.
Yes. Awesome. Great. Shane comes out, congrats Ambrose, and says, there's an easy solution to this, and that's to have Rollins versus Reigns again to decide the number one contender.
Yep.
And Rollins wants no part of this. He says, no way. And he wants to hear from Stephanie. So, Shane says, all right.
That's a very good point. Hold on, let me check with her. Stephanie, what do you think about my idea? You whisper to me.
She loves it. See, Stephanie's not here tonight, so that means I'm running the whole shebang. WrestleMania worthy matchup
again
between the two of you. Who knows what's going to happen in just under a month with the draft? You guys may be scattered all over the place, so we're not going to do this match next week. We're not going to do it on SmackDown.
Aww.
We're going to do it right here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with the draft. I mean, you know, one of you might get suspended or something, so yeah. We got to do this shit tonight.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So, all right, we got that set for the main event. And the first match of the night, that was, by the way, a great start to Raw. Very good start, besides Reigns not caring about losing.
Yeah.
So we got Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. And they're, like, Michael Cole before the match is hyping it as if, like, this is the last, going to be the last match between these two.
Like, this is going to end the feud.
Yes. So Owens comes out limping, which I love when great wrestlers sell injuries from the night before. You know, he limps to the ring. Meanwhile, Sami Zayn comes out running and jumping all over the place as if he was not in the Money in the Bank match last night.
Greatest intro in WWE.
In the history. So Owens hits two super kicks on Zayn, goes for the pop-up powerbomb, but Sami counters and wins with a fruit roll-up. So two super kicks do nothing. And then Owens attacks Zayn at the ramp after the match. Owens tries to powerbomb Zayn off the ramp, but Zayn reverses it, and they brawl while the refs try to separate them. And we come back from commercial, and now they're brawling backstage, and they're still trying to separate them.
Yeah.
So clearly that feud is just getting started.
No, it's over.
It's over?
It's done. It has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah. I mean, he won with a fruit roll-up. I mean, that's it.
And that's, you know, that's
There's
how...
no controversy
That's
there.
How feuds get started in the WWE,
right.
Is with a fruit roll-up.
Just a random match, and then a guy does a fruit roll-up, and it's like, wait a minute!
Hey, you son of a bitch! How dare you humiliate me with a fruit roll-up? Yeah. You humiliated me with a fruit roll-up! So... Next up, we have the return of People Power, John Laurinaitis.
Mr. Bella.
So yes, I used to not like Mr. Bella. I hated this guy. Like, I didn't hate him in the sense that he's a heel and I hated him. I hated him like I hated Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought he was annoying or anything. This was kind of funny.
Right.
If you're going to bring him back. Bring him back for 5 minutes. He's like, yeah. You run SmackDown and I'll run Raw. I mean, he was actually kind of funny.
Well, and JBL has never been more excited for the return of People Power.
I
and
mean, like, that music hits. He's like, People Power!
Like, yeah. Like, here's the thing. Like, his run as a heel, you know, GM lasted a little too long, but it's still better than not having a GM.
Exactly.
You know, which they've done so long with the anonymous.
I'd rather have a terrible GM than no GM.
The only one I would not have, I'd rather have no GM than Vicky Guerrero. That's it. Everyone else, I'll even take a fucking Teddy Long as much as he sucks.
Everything with Vicky was like personal drama.
Yeah.
You know?
And all Teddy Long did was make tag matches. Like, there was nothing. I can't. How did you pay?
Guess what I'm thinking of, player?
Yeah, you paid a guy just to come out and say, let's have a tag match.
Yeah.
That's more insane than, like, America's Got Talent paying Nick Cannon just to go, welcome to America's Got Talent. I'll see you at the end of the show.
Right.
And then, like, every time someone does something, he just looks in the camera and he's like, that's talent. Like, you're not doing anything.
I don't get him.
You're not even working. I mean, it's not...
Right.
So Laurinaitis talks about the upcoming draft, which will be on SmackDown next month that they announced in the first live SmackDown. Shane comes out and asks what John is doing here. Laurinaitis tells Shane that SmackDown is going live. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop telling the people that announced SmackDown's going live that SmackDown's going live.
Why
it
not?
Is such a pet peeve
Why?
Of mine. Does it not annoy everyone else?
Andrew, no, it
annoys
does.
The fuck out
Andrew,
of me.
But what you're not getting is SmackDown's going live.
That's like me saying I'm getting married, and then you every week, hey, Andrew, did you hear you're getting married? Oh, yeah, that's cool. Really? Right. Who? To who?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
So Shane tells Laurinaitis, you know, fuck off, I'm running SmackDown. And then John says, yeah, it's a great idea. I'll run Raw while you run SmackDown. And then Shane tells him that it's time to leave, and Laurinaitis yells, People Power! And then runs away.
Yeah. He looked like the negative double of Brother Love.
Yes, he did. He looked like the red double dragon character to me.
Right?
So Enzo and Cass then come out, and Shane and Enzo compliment each other's shoes.
Yeah.
And then they do their trademark dances together, which are kind of similar. That was kind of funny.
That was funny.
Not bad. And then Enzo and Cass make fun of John Laurinaitis and call him soft.
It's funny because when he first came out, like, my wife was watching it with me. She's like, his name's Laurinaitis? Like, no, it's Laurinaitis. And then Enzo comes out, John Laurinaitis. Well, and she's like, see, even he said it's Laurinaitis.
Yeah. No, it's official now. His name is Laurinaitis.
John Laurinaitis.
Yep. So we got Enzo and Cass versus the Vaudevillains. These are two up-and-coming tag teams. The Vaudevillains just had a tag team championship match. That they lost, but okay, it was close.
Two.
And Enzo and Cass win in 3 minutes?
Yeah,
I think they're trying to show... I think they're just trying to push Enzo and Cass a little bit. Because they really haven't been pushed at all. They really have been losing, getting hurt. So show them, hey, look, we're just as good as these guys. Look how fast we can win. That's all.
I guess. Or was Raw so packed that they only had time for a three-minute match?
I think so. It was pretty packed.
It was, But for now, the Vaudevillains are fucking buried.
Look, I like my unimportant matches 3 minutes, to be honest. I didn't have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
It went on 3 minutes.
I'm not a big fan of the Vaudevillains. I'm just surprised they're getting buried so quickly.
I don't know why. It'll be like a long...
No.
Like, I think
but
both
that
of
is Vince's
teams
thing.
Will hold the title eventually.
Maybe.
I think the Vaudevillains could benefit from feuding with, like, the Usos and going over on them.
Yes. Face. And again, like, I don't see.
Supposed to be heel, though.
Oh, you're talking about the vaudevillains being the Usos. Yeah, sure. I'd love to see the
vaudevillains.
New Day
does
Usos.
Not need the titles anymore. They're over enough. Yeah. Let them drop them to the vaudevillains and then let Enzo and Cass beat vaudevillains and then like go back and forth for a couple of pay-per-views or something.
I'd rather them drop it to who they're going to feud with going forward, but that's coming up soon.
I don't want Bray Wyatt to have the tag titles.
No, Strowman and Rowan.
I'd be okay with Harper and Rowan, and I really thought they were going to bring him back.
Harper's dead until like later this year.
Yeah.
So next up, we get an AJ Styles promo, and Styles said he should be happy about beating Cena at Money in the Bank, but the match was tainted by Gallows and Anderson. Styles then demands that they come out and give him a public apology, which they reluctantly do.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Which ends up being a total, you know, joke because they're pretending like they don't want to.
I thought this was like a really stupid segment. Like, I couldn't get behind it. Like, why are they apologizing? Like,
but it was a joke.
Like
I mean,
I know it's a joke, but like, they should have. You know, it should have been set up like, oh, I need you to apologize. Okay, we apologize that John Cena's such a bitch. You know, like something like that. And like, yeah, we did it. We don't give a shit.
I thought it was really funny how Anderson apologized, where he was like, you know what? You know, John, I'm sorry, bro. Like, I'm sorry, man. That wasn't cool. Because Cena comes out.
It's kind of funny.
And says Styles had a contract and he broke it. Gallo says AJ had no idea they were going to get involved, so they apologize. Cena then tells Styles that he proved that he has no balls.
Yep.
And Styles says that he will let Cena choose any member of the club he wants to fight tonight. And Cena immediately says AJ Styles, but Styles says, whoa, 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 bro, anyone but me.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Cena. Get your head in the game.
Because, you know, Styles has to do the Stone Cold podcast later, and he can't do a match before the podcast.
Yeah.
So Cena says, it won't matter who I face because the two of you will be ringside. And Styles says, come on, I'm a man of my word. So we got John Cena versus Carl Anderson with Johnny Boy dominating Anderson the whole match while continuing to look at the ramp for the club to run out.
Yeah.
Cena hits the AA, and the club attacks Cena as he goes for the cover. They beat up Cena some more, and AJ hits the Styles Clash to finish him off. Nothing surprising.
Finished him off. Oh, yeah.
So, again, I see Cena going over at Battleground, and then I think now I see Styles going over at SummerSlam. I think he's going to put over Styles at SummerSlam now.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
Because of how this whole thing has played out so far.
Yeah.
So next up we have JoJo interviewing Seth Rollins, which I think, isn't that awkward when you're interviewing like your dad's biggest enemy?
It is.
You know, with JoJo?
Yeah.
So Rollins says he proved that he's the best. Reigns never deserved to be the champion. Ambrose also proved that he's a thief. Rollins says he beat Reigns last night and he'll beat him again tonight. And he'll beat Ambrose for the title at Battleground to prove who the best member of the Shield really is.
Shit.
But before we can...
It's about to go down.
It is, yes. So we go to commercial and we come back with the return of the Little Caesars seat upgrade.
Oh,
holy
shit.
Holy shit. They did this.
It's a baseball game.
It's a baseball game. It's a minor league baseball game. It's a Skeeters game.
Right. And I guess they let them raid the shop zone because they were all perfectly
coordinated.
Yeah,
they were all wearing hats. Yeah.
Hats, shirts.
I don't think they raided anything. I think they were like, wear the shirt.
Okay. Wear the shit, damn it.
Well, they all had hats except for the dad who was bald. Like, the bald guy is the only one not wearing a hat.
Yeah. Right.
They did the same exact thing a year ago. I remember it. It was like last year they did a Little Caesars seat upgrade.
Yeah.
Again, this is something you see during the commercial break if you're at the arena, not on TV. But next up, we have Renee Young interviewing Becky Lynch. And Renee asked Becky, why are you trusting all these stupid sluts?
Yeah. Why the fuck does everyone hate you?
Yeah. And Renee says she's done trying to figure out why these bitches do what they do. And then Natalya attacks Becky from behind and delivers a message.
For the first time in years, I'm going to start taking care of me. Hopefully that answered your question, Beck.
Mmm, mmm, mmm.
It looks like she's been taking care of herself.
Natalia making Roman Reigns. Yeah. Natalia making Roman Reigns look strong on the mic since 2016.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. So, again, this is where we're talking about the low points of Raw. Don't get it twisted. We might be nitpicking a little bit. It was still the best Raw in a long time.
Well, it is our job.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is our job to nitpick. But it was a good Raw. These are just a couple little things that they could have left out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could watch your favorite movie 100 times and find a lot of problems with it.
You can win every segment, but you can do your best to win a lot of them.
You can rip so much of Dark Knight Rises. We did it together and laughed hysterically about it. Still one of my favorite
movies. But I don't care because it's such a great movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The emotional journey. If you hate the movie, fuck you.
The emotional journey.
Andrew, put your wiener back in your pants.
It's in my pants. It's just a little... There's a little bulge right now. I mean, not a little bulge. Anyways, speaking of little bulges, we
You heard it here, folks. First, little bulge.
All right. I'm flabbergasted. No, we got Baron Corbin versus Zack Ryder.
Oh, shoot. I mean, I would pick Zack Ryder if I'd never watched wrestling before.
Mm-hmm.
Lock of the
century?
History of the show.
History of the world?
Right. Oh,
so Ryder shows off a little in this match, hitting Corbin with a dropkick off the apron. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Ryder delivers an elbow drop to Corbin, and JBL says, Zach looked like Macho Man or Shawn Michaels off the top rope. Why would you say that? Why would you hype Zack Ryder? Why would you compare him to Macho Man and Shawn Michaels? Just for a guy that loses every week.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, Al Snow just looked like Stone Cold there.
Yeah, I mean,
no. No, he did not.
At Money in the Bank, Michael Cole hit Rollins with a Superman punch, and he goes, oh, Tyson-like! I was like, okay, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah.
But I understand what they're doing. Roman Reigns is your guy, and you're trying to make us think that he's awesome. But Zack Ryder's not your guy.
No, as much as we want him to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've proved to us that you hate him. Why compare him to Macho Man or Shawn Michaels at this point? Just to fuck with us more?
It's a dumb directive that they've been doing a lot lately.
Yeah.
After being compared to someone great like that, he won the match, right?
Right, no.
Corbin.
He hit the broski boot.
Yep.
And then he hit the Rough Rider.
Nope.
No.
Classic Rider match.
Oh.
He hit nothing.
Yeah.
When you're watching this match, the funny part is, if you had watched wrestling in the 80s, and even maybe the 90s, then you took 16 years off, and you watched this match, you're going, oh, the super colorful, super ripped guy with personality versus kind of like the ogre. Of course the guy with personality is going to win.
Right.
No.
Nope. I mean, he's almost...
But he's colorful.
He is colorful.
No. But he has a better entrance.
No.
But the fans love him.
No.
Which...
Seriously, it's like if Hulk Hogan was an up-and-coming wrestler right now, he'd be losing every week.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. It's funny, they start playing Ryder's music, and then they cut to something else immediately.
Yes, they cut to the interview with Renee Young and Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
And you're hearing his music in the background of the interview.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Corbin gets the entrance?
Yes. Corbin wins with the end of days. Your finisher is...
Terrible.
An Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and not even a good one.
Yeah, come on.
The end of days. What happened? You couldn't do a total recall?
They hit him with the kindergarten cop.
It'd be better if it was like called the total recall or the running man. He just runs into you.
Yeah.
So Corbin wins.
Corbin won.
God, I don't like Corbin.
And then, no, he's horrible.
Yeah.
So next up, we have WWE signing a streaming deal with a Chinese network called... PPTV.
PPTV.
Oh. PPTV.
Yeah. And they know what they're doing.
PPTV.
And they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that wasn't like, what's the translation? The translation is PPTV. And did you hear Cena's little speech?
Yes, he talks.
You know what he sounded like? He sounded like what I'm exactly about to do and make up like Chinese.
Like be super offensive.
So I looked at John Cena.
It sounded like he was doing that. Yeah. It was like the same syllables over and over again.
It sounds like Kim Jong-il in Team America.
Yeah.
Ping pong.
chong.
So I looked
but
into that company,
it was
and
really, and he didn't. He wasn't reading it. He memorized all that.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Wasn't bad.
Yeah,
they own they own two service providers: one for cable, one for internet.
A pippy TV.
Yeah, so one is shitty cable service, and one is shitty internet service,
and a poo poo TV. Oh, a penis is so small, it's so small. It's your American penis is so big. Oh,
oh, it's so big.
But, a penis so small, so small.
No, you cannot have a poo-poo TV. We will put you on a pee-pee TV.
Because we're a small pee-pee.
Unless you want to wait 6 months and go on diarrhea TV.
Oh, you want a special fried rice?
All right, this is the most. This is pretty offensive. All right, but then Triple H announces the signing of their first Chinese superstar. And in terms of the storyline, like, we're seeing Triple H on video, but I can't stop thinking about his title loss at WrestleMania every time he's on a promotional video for the, you know, or every time he tweets something with, you know, like, oh, this was great time, you know, the Cavs won, congratulations. Hey, what about your loss at WrestleMania? Why don't you address that shit?
Yeah.
You're sending out tweets, you know, you're in the public eye, like, I hate that.
Yeah.
In terms of the, like, this was on Raw, they showed this video on Raw, but to us, we're supposed to just believe that Triple H is in the hospital this whole time. What are we supposed to believe in terms of the storyline?
Yeah, that's a good
point. He lost and he doesn't care.
Right.
He's Roman Reigns. He doesn't care when he loses now. That's not the Triple H I know. So.
Yep.
But next up, we get a Bray Wyatt video package with a pregnant belly that says, "It's coming," written on it. So we're like, oh, okay, Bray Wyatt's going to... Gonna return, I guess, in a week or so, or a few weeks. Who knows?
Right. Who knows? I mean, that's usually what happens when you see a promo.
Yeah. Or like the Shining Stars, who cut a bunch of green screen promos but never show up.
Right.
Which they didn't do this week. There
Thank
was no
God.
Shining Stars. I think they're already. They're probably already done. They're probably getting repackaged.
Look for
as
them
we
on
know it.
Superstars this week.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I don't think they even were. I've read the Superstars spoilers. So next up, we got Renee Young interviewing Paige. And Paige is talking about Charlotte, but is interrupted by Charlotte talking on the phone in the background.
What was this?
It hurts being Flair or trying to be her dad.
Trying
like,
to be.
Like, I'm more important than you. It doesn't matter what you're saying. Whatever.
It's and then, well, then Charlotte tells Paige that she sank like the Titanic.
She kind of did.
Sick burn, man.
Sick.
Wow.
Kind of. Oh. Get some aloe vera.
Again,
here.
No, again. Don't
I guess
get
the
this.
The Paige arrest thing was not.
Well, we'll talk about that later. It's...
Yeah, but you have to talk about it now in a way because that was before Raw.
Yes.
So I guess she wasn't arrested because apparently Lawler can be arrested. And
well, there was speculation or not, Paige was actually arrested in Las Vegas after Money in the Bank. Las Vegas Metro Police confirmed an incident about a woman behaving erratically and running through traffic. She was detained and taken to a local hospital by ambulance for medical evaluation and later released. However, Vegas police did not confirm Paige was that woman due to privacy laws, I guess, in Vegas.
Oh, of course.
Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Vegas if there wasn't privacy laws there.
But obviously, we saw the leaked photos of the incident online.
Yeah.
Apparently, this has to do with some sort of domestic incident with Del Rio, who Del Rio also might have been injured at Money in the Bank, which would explain his absence on Raw.
Yeah.
Or it's just a total diva segment. I don't know. But obviously, something happened if the Vegas police actually made a statement.
Yes.
I doubt they just made a statement for total divas. But it wouldn't surprise me with WWE. But no, again, don't get this twisted. This was still the best Raw in years.
Yeah.
That's just the low point. So we got Charlotte versus Paige for the women's championship. And she's back to doing that shit.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. It's championship. So Charlotte hits a moonsault. Charlotte hits a moonsault off the top rope, but Paige kicks out. Paige then hits the rampage, goes for the cover, but Dana botches grabbing Charlotte's foot and putting it on the rope. She can't even grab a foot
and put it on,
and
the,
put it on the ropes.
Seriously.
So the ref saw it because Dana just had to yell at the ref, like, look, I'm grabbing her foot, see?
Look, you idiot.
And the ref...
And she's literally, like, holding the foot to the... bottom part of the rope, like with her arms around it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the ref obviously saw what Dana did, broke up the count. Clearly, Charlotte should have been DQ'd, but obviously that's not what was supposed to happen. But I will give the ref props for improvising, like throwing Dana out of the ring. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're out. You know, you're gone, because he threw her out. But then the match ended and Dana came right back because Dana had to be there.
When he should have thrown her out like two incidences earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Charlotte hits the natural selection to retain the title. The buff bitches celebrate in the ring until we are treated to the return of the boss.
There it is.
Sasha.
We've been waiting.
She's so hot.
We've been
Banks.
Waiting.
Yes.
Sasha Spank Banks. Banks.
We've been waiting.
Yes. So Dana runs to the ramp to attack Sasha. But gets a forearm to the face. Charlotte,
I mean, like a punch to the face.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was
like
a good forearm.
She knocked the fuck out.
Yeah,
yeah. I half expected like Chris Tucker to run out and be like, "You got knocked the fuck out."
Yeah, yeah. Seriously,
seriously. I mean, it was that.
It was also a lot like when Reigns comes out and the first dumb heel, like the first, you know, like Joey Mercury runs out and then he gets speared.
Yeah,
and then the next guy. Yeah, they all take turns attacking them. But yeah, so Charlotte tries to retreat. But Sasha hits the bank statement and holds up the title. Dana then attacks Sasha from behind, but Paige runs back in and the two faces throw the bitches out of the ring. And Paige holds up Sasha's arm because Paige likes Sasha now. Get over it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
And then backstage, JoJo interviews her daddy, Roman Reigns. Reigns with his beautiful man bun says that he will beat Seth Rollins tonight. And that's it. That's the whole point of the segment. I think the only point of the segment was Reigns told Vince, "Hey, I really want to show off my man bun. So can we just do like a quick interview with I'll just say I'm going to beat Rollins?" Yeah, all right, that's good. Because, you know, Rollins said he's going to beat Reigns, but he's going to prove that he's the best member of the Shield. He's going to prove Ambrose was a thief, and he proved that he's better than Reigns. And then Reigns just says, "Hey, I'm going to beat him."
Yeah.
Check out my man bun.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
I'm going to win.
I'm Oos.
I'm a
can
win.
Can I borrow your beard trimmer?
I'm going to win, Oos.
I'm going to win, Oos.
I'm just going to
be... Oh, you didn't see that.
The guy who beats Rollins. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, you want to hit? So, next up...
Suspended. Was I not supposed to say that yet?
Next up, we get the return of...
Rollins was like, "Hey, Reigns, eat this poppy seed muffin." It's good for protein and shit.
Bro, you got more of these? I got four of them.
Yeah. Eat them. Eat them now.
Ambrose is like, "Bro, I made you some brownies." Yeah. Check this out. Hey, I know you're feeling
Reigns,
down.
When you get a chance, you know, just...
Yeah, right.
You know, Batista, sprinkle. You know, Batista took the same test you did. And I looked at Hunter and I said, "Did you?" And he had nothing to say. I love that part in the CM Punk interview with Colt Cabana. Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's what, you listen to that, right?
Yeah.
That's what CM Punk, like, triple, like, they wanted CM Punk to take the piss test.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, CM Punk was like, "No, I don't want to take a piss test." And Triple H said, "You know, Batista took the same piss test you did." And CM Punk told the Triple H, "Did you?" And then Triple H didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Did you?
Yeah. So,
asshole.
You bitch.
You asshole. So next up, we have the return of Dip with Bray Wyatt, you know, on the Titantron.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew he was coming back tonight?
He holds up the lantern and says, "Phoenix Warrior."
Yeah.
So Achoo!
He's allowed to do it.
Oh, wait.
Now,
I mean,
right? He's allowed to do it now. He's allowed to do "Hey, Phoenix."
Yes.
And he kind of walked away with it. It was kind of weird. They didn't cut the black scene enough or something.
I think they screwed that up. So the Wyatt family comes to the ring, minus Luke Harper, who's still dead. And the crowd chants, "Welcome back."
Yeah.
And Bray makes a decular...
A
declaration. Say that they're back and better than ever, but he ends up getting served some bootios.
Uh-oh.
Take a look around, man. This is a promise as much as it is a warning to everyone back there. The Wyatts are as strong as they have ever been. And that is how I know.
I love how when he said
so
Brother
Bray.
Bray.
It's a new day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That was such an awesome moment.
I liked how they did it backwards.
Yeah.
Because usually it's the other way around. And Wyatts would interrupt because we didn't know they were coming.
Like,
but they let the New Day pick a fight with the Wyatts. What?
How
what?
Can you
That's
make
greatness.
How can you what? Make the return of the Wyatt family better? Yeah. Like, how do you top that?
How?
You have the New Day call them out.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, brah.
And the New Day have been getting away with a lot of adult humor that technically you can't say, you know, you can't get fined by the FCC. Well, they're on cable, but you still can't get in trouble with sponsors because it's not technically bad words. Like when they say, why is your keyboard sticky? Well, Kofi says, every time the New Day comes out, everybody has a good time.
Unlike y'all, who come out here skeeting off all this negativity all
skeeting
over
off.
Instead of concentrating on the power of positivity like us.
Skeet, 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 skeet. I love that he even like laughed before he said it. It's like
I had to rewind that twice to make sure I heard it right.
Remember on the Dave Chappelle show where Chappelle's saying like skeet 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 skeet. You know what's so great about that? White people don't know what it means yet. Yeah. When they find out, they're gonna be like, "My God, what have we done?"
Yeah.
You guys are just skeeting all over everyone.
All over everyone.
Skeeting. Everyone.
Jesus.
So Bray Wyatt is pissed that they interrupted his return and says he sees their future.
New Day falls.
Yeah.
New Day falls. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
The tag team division just took a huge, huge turn.
So how do you think this plays out? First, they just do a 3-on-3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or they do the regular tag match at Battleground and then save the big 3-on-3 for SummerSlam.
See, it should be a SummerSlam match, really.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It should be, but I mean, if they can do the free bird rule, then why can't the Wyatts? And just
do 3-on-3 for
the
titles. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'd be
great.
I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
Foe.
First, folks. Foe.
But guys, really, I mean, that was a great segment and all. But
it
can
was.
We, can we please just make Darren Young leave again?
Can we, even, forever.
Can we pretend this doesn't happen?
This will be the last time I mention this until he makes his debut.
Yeah.
Which probably
debut?
Will probably be next week.
You mean like his fourth debut in the WWE?
Yeah, sure.
I mean his debut with Bob Backlund.
I've never seen a guy debut four different times with the same name.
Oh my God.
Right. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like repackages or
something. Like we're even we're working. You know, like even with the Shining Stars, we're supposed to believe that we've never seen these fucking guys before.
Ever.
You know how Backlund's like old school? You think like when he finds out he's gay, Backlund's like, "What? You're gay?"
God. What's that rainbow those, shirt?
Sends him to one of those like Pray the Gay Away camps.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
Wow.
Oh, you're gay? So am I.
And then he just,
I'm just
and then
gay all the time. I'm so gay right now.
Oh my God. That seriously would be a stupid sketch that they would do. Like if this was still the Attitude Era.
To this and they're going to do it next week.
Do it. Yes. And then he'll just get Pat Patterson to be his manager. All right, so next up we have I can't believe you said that, Joe. Next up we have Renee Young interviewing Titus O'Neil. And Titus says that Rusev disrespected his family last night, even though, Titus, you're the one that kissed your 18-year-old son on the fucking lips. But whatever.
Weird.
Right?
So Titus,
that's how it is in that family.
So Titus says you disrespected...
Ferris Bueller.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yep.
So Titus says, you know, Rusev disrespected my family, so now I'm going to all over you. And he does because they're supposed to have a match, but they brawl before the match even starts.
Yeah.
Titus beats the shit out of Rusev, and poor Ruru retreats.
Oh, it never started?
It
never started.
Started.
Oh, I started.
Yeah, that's,
I saw a ref. I just assumed.
You know what?
Much, really.
Good call.
I just
good call
assumed.
On that. Good call on that. Fast forward. Yeah. And hopefully those listening, because we have to watch all of Raw pretty much. Hopefully you fast forward the Miz and Maurice on Facebook.
Oh my God, this shit.
Why is he not
so
defending the title? Did they ever mention that? Why
because
he's never
around?
Because he's filming the Maurice.
No, but they don't
12.
Say that.
He well, he did the first
well, I
time.
I guess they do kind of say that.
And he's on the set of the movie where a PA brings the Miz's food for the second week in a row, but Miz flips the plate on the PA and Maurice yells, "The Miz only eats quail, okay? He only eats quail and no green M&Ms, no green M&Ms." And then they fire the PA, and I hate everything about it.
Seriously.
But again, let me just state, this was the best Raw in years. Trust me on this, guys.
Hold on, you hated that
Don't
segment?
Give up on it.
No, I'm not kidding. Like,
yes.
Like, it was The Miz being The Miz. So it's not like I was like, oh, this is horrible. I was like, oh, this is just The Miz being The Miz.
And then they just pan to the crew, and they're just like... They're just acting as if, like, they fucking made us be extras in this scene.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Why I don't even get...
I guess I love Marie so much that those skits don't bother me.
She's such a bad actress.
She is, but I don't hear her.
Okay.
I just see her.
She's the most annoying voice.
Okay.
I have to duct tape her mouth to have sex with her.
Yeah.
Her.
Ooh, that's hot.
Like, she's attractive, but I'm not into her as much as you guys are.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get into her.
Yes.
You know it.
So backstage, this was weird. This was filmed like a soap opera, this segment. Shane walks into his standing room only office. Usually you don't see them open the door and walk in. It was like a soap opera or like a classic noir film where like the guy walks in his office.
All they needed was a dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. So Shane walks in and Jericho is already in there. And Y2J tells Shane that he should be the number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight title. Shane says, "You had your chances already. And this is where Jericho is just the best.
You are allowing a barbarian to be your world champion. A man who put 69 tacks into my body. 69 tacks that I had to pick out of my flesh, one by one by one. And instead of fining him or suspending him, you allow him to be your champion? That's a stupid decision. That can only be made by a stupid idiot."
I love it. I'm sorry. It's so good.
It's a stupid decision.
With a stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
So Jericho says he prays that he doesn't get drafted to whichever show that Shane runs. But Shane says, "Well, sorry, playa. I'm running both shows."
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
How do you know
can
that?
Believe that.
I don't believe that.
Or something. No, yeah, of course not. That would be stupid.
Exactly.
He's just fucking around.
So now we have the main event.
Main event. Huh?
To decide the number one contender.
Yep.
I mean, definitely.
I mean, did anyone not see this coming?
No.
I still don't mind it because it's what I wanted.
Right.
But, yeah, like, you knew no one could win this match.
Right. And it features the best part about the match, Dean Ambrose on commentary.
So yes. Good. Yeah.
And Michael Cole tells JBL to tell Ambrose what he thinks of him being the face of the company, since JBL has been very critical. Like, when Ambrose won the title, this is the darkest time in the WWE, which is very funny. And then JBL says, "Well, Byron said that," and then Byron's like, "Oh, shut up, JBL." Like, that was kind of a funny thing. But this was way better than their Money in the Bank
match.
Yeah,
it was a really good match compared to the other one. Yep, it was. Even Reigns wasn't so horrible.
Why? Like... I don't know. Why make the Raw match better? Anyways, Reigns tries to powerbomb Rollins on the announce table, but Rollins escapes. And then at first, they almost both get counted out, but Reigns pulls Rollins back out, so the count restarts. Reigns then spears Rollins over the announce table, and then this time, they do get counted out. So there's no winner. Where's Teddy Long when you need him? But instead, Shane comes out and says, that's not how it's going to end. We need a number one contender for Battleground. Dean then gets in the ring and says he will fight both of them at Battleground. So Shane makes it official. The man versus the guy versus the dude for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
For the first time ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
have they ever done a triple threat?
No, they did the Fatal Four-Way with Orton.
Four-Way with Orton, right.
So, you know, similar.
Yeah.
Similar, but not the same.
But this time... threat for the title.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Right. So...
And we're... Especially... They don't really... None of them are really, like, friends right now. They're all kind of, like, hating on each other.
Yeah.
So Dean...
Which is interesting.
So Dean then gets in Rollins' face, holds up the title, and he's like, "Yeah, fuck you." And then he gets in Roman's face, holds up the title, and he's like, "Fuck you, too." So then Reigns grabs Dean, like, "What the fuck are you doing, man?" And Ambrose gives Roman a pedigree.
What?
A pedigree.
I have this recorded, too.
Yeah. A pedigree! Yeah. A pedigree. I mean, it looked like a Dirty Deeds to me, but Michael Cole, I mean, He knows more about wrestling than us,
the
right?
The weird part is no one corrected him.
No one
got in his ear. No one did anything, which I thought was kind of weird.
I'm sure Vince, dropped 12 F-bombs into his ear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think JBL and Byron know, Cole's the head of the announce team, but I don't know. That was interesting. It was definitely a dirty deeds.
Yeah.
So then Ambrose leaves the ring. And Rollins gets up and laughs at Reigns, which I thought was great. But then Ambrose runs back to the ring and gives Seth a dirty deeds too. So the Shield triple threat match that we've all been waiting for. That's how you end Monday Night Raw.
At SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That match is going to be at SummerSlam, right?
No, not at SummerSlam.
What?
That's SummerSlam match is probably going to be like Brock Lesnar versus The Rock. I mean, let's be honest. We need big names for SummerSlam, guys.
Yeah.
We can't have
HyperSlam.
These fucking NXT guys. We can't have these NXT guys in the main event.
No, fuck that.
That's what I'm really worried about. I'm really worried about that. I'm really worried that Ambrose is going to drop the title at SummerSlam. He's only going to have the title for 2 months. Because if you're doing the Shield triple threat match, which, by the way, are they going to do it now?
I'm going to say yes, it still goes through.
Maybe.
Because Reigns won't even get to be on another Raw or SmackDown to promote this.
So what? It's the build-up for his match at Money in the Bank?
Yeah, exactly. But at least he was on Raw for 5 minutes a week.
Yeah. But he did jack shit.
He did jack shit.
So...
I just wonder if they do that. Rollins has to come out on Raw and be like, "Ha ha! Reigns got suspended. What a fucking idiot!" You know what I mean?
Maybe they pre-taped 4 weeks of backstage segments.
Because when Titus, I don't even think he can be on TV. Period. You could show promos of Reigns, but you can't have new interviews with him.
Yeah, I think they should just drop him out of the match.
I think they should too, and then just fucking do it at SummerSlam.
Yeah,
but when Titus got suspended, you don't even mention the guy. You know what I mean? When guys get suspended, they don't even mention him. So that's going to be hard to build a match when the guy's suspended.
Yeah.
Because the suspension ends 3 days before Battleground. So he won't even be able to be on any show.
No.
Unless, when do Superstars air?
they throw
him on Superstars. And he's hey, I'm back. I'm back, Goose. Yeah. And I'm going to win it.
No.
I don't know.
I'm back, Goose.
We'll see what happens.
Right. Well,
let's give some awards for Monday Night Raw.
Cue that music.
So, who did you guys have for worst suspension?
I didn't have anything for best suspension.
Yeah, I had Roman Reigns.
All right, what about worst
suspension? I had Hulk Hogan. Oh wait, that's also best suspension.
Worst dressed.
I had Natalya this week because I made this comment
this week.
You had Venom this week.
The reason I picked her this week, I made that comment at while we were watching Money at the Bank at your house.
It was great.
About how when you see UFC fighters when they're announced for a fight, they're not they just look a little average, but then they show up for the weigh-in and they're fucking ripped.
Yep.
So you see Natalya on Instagram.
Yep.
She got super flat stomach and she's ripped. She shows up for a match and it's I just won a McDonald's Big Mac eating contest. Yeah.
She's the classic example of you looked better on MySpace.
Yeah.
Those you look better on MySpace t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had Roman Reigns. Two words, man bun.
Man bun.
Man bun.
Nice.
The man bun is just not a great look
for anyone. Especially the guys who have a 2-inch ponytail, but they still want a man bun it.
Yeah.
Bro, come on.
And Reigns is super buff. So, super
Joe
buff.
Trying to pull off a man bun.
It's any man trying to pull off a man bun.
Yeah.
Who has it ever looked good on? The answer? No one.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I could pull it off, but other than that...
Throw your hair out. Let's find out.
Yeah,
let's have a man bun off.
Ooh, that's a horrible idea.
A man bun off?
Yeah, man bun off.
Man bun off.
So,
Man bun off.
So, Joe, who is your worst dressed?
I'm going to go agree with Eric. Natalya. Yeah. Get her off TV.
Yeah.
Ugh. What
about... All these other superstars wake up and they're time to hit the gym. She's time to eat the donuts.
time to make the donuts.
Time to get some donuts.
All right, what about
she's
best?
Doing, like, snicker curls.
Oh, my God. Best dressed?
Best dressed, Enzo and his fucking Zero Dimes jersey.
That was good.
That was great.
Joe?
Yeah, I mean, look, Paige looked good.
Oh, my God.
Shoot, Lana looked good.
Oh, my God.
But I like the Enzo Dimes jersey.
Right?
I wrote down, yeah.
Really?
His name was Dimes, and it just had zero.
How many dimes?
You can order
zero
that.
Zero dimes.
You can order that.
Yeah, that's a cool shirt. I like it. Yeah.
Andrew?
Paige. Lana.
The new World Dean Heavyweight Ambrose. Champion.
Yeah, should have known.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean fucking Ambrose.
He's going to win every award tonight, even though he wasn't in a match. Right. No, really. Lana looked great. Paige looked great. Sasha returning. Even Charlotte. When Charlotte was on the top rope and she bent over, she looked pretty hot there.
And you looked
into
her
sunshine. With all four women. All
right.
I'm putting all four of them up on the thing.
Do it.
Yeah. And then with Dean Ambrose in the middle. All right. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Worst acting? That would have to be your guy's worst dressed. I had Natalia.
Yeah. I had Becky. Sucked.
Becky.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Why do women keep turning on me?
Yeah, nobody wants to play with me.
Nobody wants to play with me.
JoJo?
JoJo.
JoJo.
What?
JoJo.
Who's your worst acting?
What?
What?
You know what I really didn't like, for some reason, the whole episode, and then it just kind of came together with Pedigree,
yes,
was Michael Cole.
Yeah.
I thought he was just off and just sounded stupid, and his look when they came back from, like, was it the Wyatt's promo? He was like, so, that happened, huh? Yeah. Like, you're an idiot.
No, well, and again, I remember this one time where they had a Wyatt promo, and then he looks in the camera and he says, oh, you know, I always get chills when I see that. It's like, oh, you're such a five. Look, what are you, 5 years old?
What are you, five? Yeah.
Like, they turn the lights off and go, oh!
Right. Yeah.
So, best acting?
I had Jericho.
Jericho was good.
Yeah, Jericho was really good.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Ambrose was good.
Ambrose.
You know who was like, just funny and good. Like, you
Ambrose?
Have to listen to the stuff in the background sometimes. Seth Rollins, like when Ambrose held up the title in the corner,
yeah,
Rollins just went, not fair. Like, I just love when he does that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny. So, look, Ambrose was great. So, it's probably like a tie between Ambrose and Rollins for me.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to Rollins, knowing who you're going to give it to.
I got Ambrose. I don't know how you knew that was going to happen, but yeah, only because he's great. He's amazing. Uh-huh. Worst comments?
I think we've all got the same thing.
What's that?
Dean Ambrose,
Pedigree!
That was bad. I also didn't like that. I'm just going to be the guy that beats Rollins.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this isn't a direct quote, but worst comment is Reigns basically saying, I'm so happy I lost last night. I'm so happy that I lost. This was amazing.
Yeah.
Best comment.
You lost last night. What are your reactions? Couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Life is good.
110%.
I'm making a lot of money. I'm a pro wrestler, for God's sake.
Yeah, thank God.
I have no talent. I'm the top of the company right now.
Yeah, with Reigns getting suspended and Ambrose winning the championship, this is exactly what Shane McMahon was talking about. Pushing the ones who deserve it and burying the ones that have been given everything.
Yeah.
So thank you, Shane. You have done it.
Thank you for bringing Poppy Seed Muffins.
Shane. You really made a difference, Shane-o.
Yeah.
Best comment, I had Jericho calling Shane a stupid idiot. I love that.
I had Enzo with the John Laurinaitis thing. Laryngitis.
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 Yeah.
I had Reigns telling people to shut up.
Yeah.
I was like, go! Oh,
yeah.
Heel's coming!
Staying in character with his heel.
Right.
With his heelness.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Woo!
Yeah,
right. You know it!
Cool. Oh, baby, oh, he's gonna lose another match.
So...
I never win.
Not giving the award.
Except at WrestleMania.
No.
It's not his fault.
But he's not worth anything in my book.
Baron Corbin is the reason.
My worst match was Titus Rusev.
That was my
slow-mo
match.
It's not a match.
Because even for a beatdown, it was really like
it was a match to me. I fast-forwarded the intro, so I never
my slow-mo match was John Cena versus Anderson.
That was my slow-mo match.
Because every time he does a move, he just stares at the ramp.
Come on, for once in your
life, John Cena was kind of smart. He was kind of a smart face, and then the one time he doesn't look, that's when the club runs out.
Right.
So best match,
main event, Reigns and Rollins.
Yeah. It was so much better than the Money in the Bank main event that they had.
It was. It was a very good
match. I don't understand why you do that. Like, the Money in the Bank main event, Reigns just dominates Rollins for the first 15 minutes.
Right.
Why? That's not storytelling at all.
Right.
No. Like, Rollins is the face in that situation. I don't know.
Come on.
Come on. Worst move? Is there anything worse than Dana's botch grabbing Charlotte's foot?
There was.
There was.
Yeah.
Did you see Cena's five finger shuffle?
Five knuckle shuffle.
Joey's like, Dad, did you see that? Replay it. So he goes off the ropes and he takes his hand and halfway down he opens it up and basically just does this. to Anderson. I mean, like, he just opened it too quick. And yeah. just
it wasn't as bad as when he missed CM Punk completely by like 3 inches.
Sure.
But it was still pretty bad.
So, yeah.
Is that what you had too, Eric?
Yeah.
Cena's five-finger shuffle?
Yeah.
Five-finger shuffle.
Yeah. So you had the Dana in the foot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dana with the foot.
Dana.
Best move?
Dirty Deeds on Reigns at the end.
It's good.
Because he did it. Like, in spite of him. The pedigree at the end. My bad.
Pedigree. That was actually my best moment, too. Like Ambrose hitting Rollins and Reigns both with Dirty Deeds. For best move, this was like the first time in a while I actually enjoyed a Reigns Superman punch just because of how well Rollins sold it. He jumped off the second rope and leaped towards him and he punched him. And it was Tyson-like. It was Mayweather-like.
Pacquiao-like.
Fair enough.
George Foreman-like.
Even Holm-like, the UFC fighter chick.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
Look, there weren't a lot, but just...
There was one that stood out for me.
Go ahead. You go.
The main event for a number one contender ending in a double countout...
Yeah, it's not great.
But they had to set up the other thing. That's why I allowed it.
Yeah, but there's like 30 other ways you could set it up. They could have like hit each other with chairs or something. Anything. They could have shot each other. You know,
the classic double pin.
Yeah, the double pin. I mean, they could have done a million other things. And the fact that he counts 10, and they're both like, and then it's like 10, and like, suddenly got the energy to dive this right back in.
At 10.1%.
Yeah.
They jumped in the ring.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah. I had The Miz on Facebook. Joe?
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. I just had, like, just Titus O'Neil coming out.
Titus.
You know what I mean?
He's Uras.
I was like, why again?
Joe, wait.
Here's your one pay-per-view goodbye.
Joe, let me change your mind real quick.
All right.
Ura!
That was supposed to help?
Yeah.
All right. So, my best moment again was Ambrose just dominating the end.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Yeah, same. Dark Horse. Oh, Brother Bray!
Yeah.
And then their whole thing back and forth.
I had Shane moment. And Enzo dancing on the stage, like just going back and forth.
Please stop.
Really? That Seriously? Was your best moment?
Your best moment of the night would all
More
be
than realizing the New Day and the Wyatts are going to have a feud?
Well,
More
I
than
mean, Ambrose, those were all great moments.
Dirty Deeds.
But, I mean, it was funny. It was different.
More than making Darren Young great again?
It was because it erased the image of Shane dancing with the New Day.
That's true, yeah, because that was bad.
Yeah, that was really bad. So
now you're reminding me of it, so fuck you!
Yeah.
All right, that's your opinion.
Yeah, opinions are like assholes.
And he's sticking to it.
Everyone's got one.
And they stink.
Yeah.
Opinions like assholes, you're one.
Shit. All right.
Wow.
You son of a bitch. Damn it! I knew it was you, damn it!
And that's... Awards.
Yes.
So let's go to some breaking news.
Breaking news! Sasha Banks is on the cover of the new Muscle and Fitness magazine, and I normally wouldn't mention this, but holy shit, is she hot as hell in that magazine.
Yeah.
I even watched like the videos of her, of them just taking pictures of her, which I usually don't do because she was so hot. You guys gotta check that out. It's awesome. Also, John Cena will be co-hosting the Teen Choice Awards on July 31st. He's also hosting the ESPYs, which we talked about before, on July 13th. So maybe he's the next Michael Strahan?
Busy.
Maybe he'll replace him and it'll be the John and Kelly live. Busy. Yeah, that's Sasha on...
Yeah. There's Sasha. It's amazing. You know who was on it last month?
Vince McMahon.
No, because this is the HERS edition.
Uh-huh.
This one, let's see. That's August 2016.
Yeah.
Let's see when this one was, but look at Charlotte there.
Oh, jeez.
Look at her there.
Yeah, it's pretty Photoshopped.
I mean... Is it though?
I don't know.
She's got abs like that.
No, yeah, it looks good.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, her face was Photoshopped. No, I'm just kidding. Charlotte, I still love you. Come to me in my dreams again.
Come.
So, former WWE superstar Mark Merrow had heart surgery last week.
Oh, wow.
Merrow's heart had to be stopped for 40 minutes during the course of the surgery.
What?
Because he got sable-bombed in the middle of it.
Oh, shit. So, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Hey, while looking up Sasha with the whole muscle and fitness, I came across Paige.
Yeah.
So I have that shirt. Do you want to see my inner zombie? And I put the shirt over my head. I've worn it for a lot of Halloweens.
Yeah.
Now I just got recently asked me about my T-Rex.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same thing. You put the shirt over your head, and there's a T-Rex face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Paige apparently has this shirt and did the before and after and put it out there. I have no idea how old this is, but my God.
What the? What is that?
That's
the T-Rex?
I can't. And stomach.
No, Eric, I'm going to look. Oh, that's funny.
Can I have a turn?
Looks like when she was NXT Paige, maybe.
Probably.
But that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I love those shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's definitely breaking news worthy.
All right, Eric. Yeah. Get your both hands on the phone. Both hands on the table, Eric.
Yep.
So Jerry Lawler and his girlfriend, Lauren McBride, appeared in court Monday morning to be arraigned on their charges for domestic violence. And they beat the shit out of each other in court. No, I'm just kidding. But the couple...
The cases were dismissed.
No, they were not. The couple was ordered to have no contact with each other. And we'll be back in court July 1st.
To settle it in a cage match.
Lawler is... No. This is Lawler. It's going to be a mud wrestling match.
Yeah.
With
puppies!
All the divas. Cat's going to be there, his ex.
Yeah.
Mae Young from the Dead. Jerry Lawler is expected to be off WWE television until his case is settled.
Imagine that.
You guys have any news?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Tammy, a.k.a. The Sitch.
Oh, my gosh. How did I miss The Sitch?
Yeah. So, apparently, she is 90 days sober.
Woo! I mean, I don't believe that, but...
She feels great. She's been in rehab for about 3 months.
Wow.
Which, apparently, WWE has been paying for, she said.
Yeah, that's... Well, according to WWE, once you're with them, you're with them for life in terms of, like, that shit.
Yeah, so...
Really? That's what they...
She's been doing paid counseling. For
her. They publicly said that.
Counseling, self-reflection, physical activities, including rock climbing, camping, and ropes courses. So,
and fucking 18-year-olds that are also
there
at that center.
Also, we Jesus. Reported. I reported a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you broke this news?
Yeah, I did. the debacle with John Cena's T-shirt and Pabst Blue Ribbon saying, "Hey, cease and desist."
Yep.
Well, apparently that got settled because John Cena sent out a tweet of him wearing this new shirt saying, "You can't see and assist me." New shirt available now at WWE.
So wait, that's the original design? It's available now?
It
so
is.
So they won
he
the case.
He wore it last night. Or he wore it on Monday. Oh,
Yeah.
Let me see. Only other thing I got is... Okay, so apparently there was rumors going around that Natalya was
rumors.
Going to be leaving.
Rumors?
Rumors?
Did we skip to rumors?
Or is this news?
This is news.
Let him keep going.
Right. Yeah. That Natalya may be leaving when her contract expires. Natalya took to Twitter and saying, "No, I am not leaving. That is totally false."
Oh, okay.
"But please follow my cat, Two Paws, on Instagram."
Stupid bitch.
It is literally written in the fucking tweet.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least I can cross that part off for my rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And with that note.
Yeah.
Let's go to rumors. Hit the new music.
The new awesome music.
Mm. Yes. Featuring Eric Hamilton.
Featuring me.
Eric Hamilton. And us too.
Rumors! Rogers.
Zack Ryder to win the Royal Rumble?
Maybe.
Shawn Michaels coming back to join the Bullet Club?
Please, God.
John Cena will finally turn heel?
No chance.
Undertaker will wrestle for 20 more years?
Confirmed.
So, there have been reports now that WWE actually knew about Roman Reigns' violation of the wellness policy before Money in the Bank.
Yep.
So, I don't know if that's true. Oops. I think the only way we'll find out if this is true is if Reigns does stay in the Battleground main event.
Yeah.
Because obviously if they get rid of him, then it's like they didn't know. If they keep him in, then they're like, all right, they probably knew.
Yeah.
Also, the reason why Ambrose won the title could be due to house show sales. WWE live event attendance in May dropped from 5,600 last year on average to 3,900 this year. And they usually have two house shows going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The A and B house show tours have been doing close to the same numbers. The B shows with Ambrose, like Ambrose is doing all the B shows, are considered smaller markets.
Where he's headlining.
We're drawing just as well as the A shows with Roman Reigns headlining.
Yeah.
So Reigns is just not drawing as a champion.
Exactly.
So if you're not, I mean, John Cena always drew as a champion. That's why Vince never turned him heel. That's why he always kept winning, because he still drew. But Roman Reigns is just not a draw.
No.
So looks like the Roman Empire is falling quick.
Good.
Bye, Empire is falling.
Bye, yes. Felicia.
It didn't last 1,000 years like Rome.
Yeah.
So according to Forbes, WWE has contacted many former superstars to return, including Eric's favorite, Kurt Angle, Jeff Hardy, Goldberg, Johnny Morrison, Rey Mysterio, Shelton Benjamin, Carlito, MVP, and for some reason, Stevie Richards was on this list.
What?
That's the only one that doesn't make sense. Kurt Angle even recently said in a radio interview that he will return to WWE at some point. It's just a matter of when. So, that'll be interesting, yes.
Yeah.
Also, Randy Orton is being advertised for the August 28th house show in San Antonio, so we'll most likely be seeing his return sometime in August.
Mm.
That's all I got for rumors.
Mm. All right.
You got any?
You covered all mine.
Yeah.
I did forget something I had in news.
Well, let's go back to news.
Just a little quick thing.
Maybe we'll go back to news. We'll have to play the fucking song again when we go to rumors
again. The news.
Good. So there was a SmackDown show somewhere in Mississippi.
Every week.
In Biloxi a few weeks ago. So apparently the Autism Society had brought in this girl. She was supposed to meet with Reigns. And Reigns fucking bailed on her.
What a bitch. What a dick.
At backstage. So they're like, oh, well, let's get John Cena. And John Cena bailed too.
Really?
So guess who stepped in to save the day?
Dean Ambrose.
No.
Seth Rollins.
No.
Randy Orton.
Kevin Owens. Yeah, Kevin Owens stepped up, had a good conversation with the girl.
Corporate Kane.
Hung out with her for about 30 minutes, brought some other guys over, and really made the day for them.
Connor from The Ascension.
Yes, that's it.
And she's like, oh, no!
Right? Yeah.
Get him away!
So I thought that was pretty nice of Owens. I don't know if he's done a lot of make-a-wish things.
Maybe Reigns was just token up and he forgot.
Probably.
Can't blame him.
Thanks, Cheech.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's all for news, rumors, and news. Joe.
Yes.
Trivia?
So I've been saying that if they're going to continue to have a good show and a good product, they need to change the title more often.
Okay.
Can't just be at WrestleMania or at a big pay-per-view. I like how it changed twice this week, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember when times were great where the title would change all the time and it was actually a lot of fun?
Mm-hmm.
So, my question is, what year did the title change 11 times the most in the history of the company?
11. That's the most in the history of the company?
Yes.
What year? Good Lord.
What year was it? And it was during heyday. I'll give you that hint. I mean, obviously, look, Bruno Sammartino won it. You know, he had it for a crap load of years.
14 years.
Then Hogan had it for a crap load of years. Then
1999.
You know,
it's got to be like the Attitude Era.
That is correct.
I was going to say 99. That's funny.
Now, for bonus points, seven men held the title out of those 11 times. I think you guys can get this. These are some pretty big names.
Okay.
Go.
Rock.
Yes. Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yes.
Mankind.
Yes.
Triple H.
Yes. Four quick.
Vince McMahon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I thought that was the one you weren't going to get.
Did Big Show win it that year?
Yes.
Big Show, yeah.
Holy crap.
Two more?
No, one more.
Ooh.
It's not the Usos.
Oof.
Damn. You got Big Show and Vince.
What year did Austin win the title? No, it wasn't then. It wasn't Kane that year. No, never mind. One more to go. One more to go.
Wait. Yeah, it was Kane.
No,
it was not Kane.
No. Okay. Undertaker?
Yes.
Of course. Okay. How do I miss that? Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Cool.
So how many bonus points was that worth?
Yeah.
That was worth 10 bonus points.
Oh, awesome.
Good
cool.
job, guys.
What are we up to? What's our total now?
You have 10 bonus points.
Sweet.
Son of a bitch.
Right. I hope they start changing the title very very often.
I mean, so Ambrose is the champion. I hope not.
Was 99 a guess or like a targeted guess?
And I was going to guess.
When you say what year, I was stewing it.
Yeah. I was contemplating 99 or 2000.
Yeah.
Right,
and then Eric said it first. So good job, Eric.
And again, like it wasn't really. It's maybe changed title. Like the title probably changed a couple of times year before, a couple of times before. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't changing even then very often.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. People won the title and held it for many, many months.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a good year. That was a great year for wrestling.
Great year.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
So there's trivia and
yeah.
Another great meme. When your piss turns heel before you do.
Yeah, me and Joe were looking at that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You on the juice, Oos? Nice.
So.
All right, so we got some fan questions.
Yeah.
So let's get to those.
Brandon Hagman, out of the three of you, who is most likely to fail a wellness test? I'm not going to lie, it would be me.
I mean,
hands down.
I've never done drugs.
According to Andrew, I would also fail one.
Well, I think, even though
I'm 40 and it's legal.
I would fail.
But you just can't wrestle for the WWE.
I would fail.
Unless you're John Cena or Triple H.
Yeah. I think I could. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You're that
Someone
guy.
Said, Joe, we won the swim meet.
Where?
Andy DeWise.
Oh, yeah. It's my buddy Andy.
Oh, nice.
Good job, Andy. When did he post that?
Like an hour ago.
Well, it was yesterday, but yes.
JR
Win by 8. Go Tarpons.
Says, please, oh, please, give a brother a Stone Cold shout out.
Hey, what's going on, JR? All right, later.
All right, there you go.
JR Spires.
I don't like shout outs that have no agendas to them.
Yeah.
But all right, fine.
Well, you gotta be like, I'd like to say a little something about my best friend, JR Spires. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
We grew up together.
No.
He's 21.
We grew up together in Victoria, Texas. It's good hearing from you again. Good old JR.
No, like people like tweet celebrities and just say, hey, Jim Carrey, can you retweet this? Well, you didn't say anything.
Right, you
want them to retweet you saying retweet
Jim
this?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. And they do it.
Like, hey, can I get a retweet?
Celebrities do it?
Yeah, for what?
Of what?
Do they really?
Of what? You're not saying
Ask
anything.
For a like.
That's just a celebrity being bored at home or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yeah. They just want attention. Well, also, after Reigns got suspended, I tweeted Max Landis and I said, was suspending Roman Reigns your idea? Because he recently was talking about being a consultant for WB on his Snapchat, and he liked it. And then he tweeted right after that, and he goes, everyone's accusing me of being the cause for Roman Reigns being suspended.
Nice.
All right, so this is from Casper Massey. Push, fire, bury. Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man, and Ric Flair.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
I think you got a fire warrior.
I love the warrior.
Warrior, push, Flair. Barry Macho Man?
I'd push Macho Man and Barry Flair. It's a tough call.
It really is.
Ask me tomorrow, I'll change it.
Okay, yeah. I'll ask you tomorrow. Jules Galloway, do Stone Cold and Ric Flair have any advice for Roman Roids after the recent news of his suspension?
If it was steroids, because you never know. One time I got suspended for vagina. Stone Cold...
Well, you know what? Weed and roids were never really my thing. I just want to say thank God I never got suspended for drinking 40 beers in one night. And that's the bottom line. Hold on, I got to drink this beer.
Woo!
Yes. All right. WWE blogger Diva, which one of you sick fucks spiked Roman's vitamins? Yes.
All of us.
It was me.
Yeah.
It was me, Austin.
It was me all along, Roman.
Clark Kent, Push Fire Barry. Bray Wyatt. You're not going to like this one.
Push Bray.
Kevin Owens.
All right. I'll bury Kevin.
And Rusev.
I'm firing Rusev. Yeah.
Those are Kevin Owens, these are your three best heels.
Andrew, you're forcing me to answer the question.
I know.
I would push Owens, Clark Barry Kent. Wyatt.
What?
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
It is.
But I would push Wyatt. I want to see Wyatt right now.
I think
right
Kevin Owens can last where he is right now forever and be relevant.
Yep.
But Bray Wyatt coming out every week and just like, I hate everything. I have no agenda. Like, he has no agenda.
Yeah.
At least Kevin Owens has, like, a goal in mind to be the champion, to be the Intercontinental Champion. Bray Wyatt just hates everything. Yeah, he doesn't even want to be champion.
I hope Owens wins his first title as a face during his turn.
Yeah.
And, like, they can wait 3 years.
I just hope he wins.
Go ahead. Next.
Rito's Modern Life. How would you book it and who wins? You got a paper, pen? This is.
Just go.
Rito always does these.
How many is it?
And he sent one earlier that was disgusting, so I told him to do another one.
Thank you.
All right.
Bring some integrity to the show.
One has to be an I Quit match.
Okay.
A Last Man Standing match. Thunder Cage / Thunderdome match? I don't even know. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, I guess we'll just Thunderdome. Improvise.
Probably like a...
And a Texas bull rope match.
Yeah.
So, Foley versus Ambrose.
Hold on, let's try to put these...
Foley versus Ambrose.
That's got to be
I quit.
Bull rope.
No. Oh, I was thinking I quit, because neither of them
first,
will quit.
Who are our people?
Yeah, you better...
All right, Foley, Ambrose. Bret Hart versus Kurt Angle.
Hart, Angle...
HBK
would have to be Last Man Standing without a doubt.
HBK versus The Rock.
Oh God!
And Rusev versus Iron Sheik. I don't even know what the Thunderdome match is.
All right, Iron Sheik is the Thunderdome match because that sounds like something they'd fucking do.
Well, you need it to be something cool to give us to make it a good match.
Last Man Standing has to be Hart and Angle.
I agree with that.
No,
Rock Triple H. I mean Rock HBK.
HBK, Last Man Standing.
Yeah, because they are the submission guys. Hart Angle are the submission guys.
HBK, Texas Bull Rope. Shawn Michaels is from Texas.
No, but they're both way too talented to fucking be in a bull rope.
Bull rope.
Yeah.
Because that could be like a hardcore match.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Last Man Standing, HBK versus Rock. Who wins now? Foley versus Ambrose in the.
Foley never wins, so Ambrose.
Ambrose.
He always took.
Bret Hart versus Angle, I Quit match.
Angle.
Hart.
Angle.
Hart is a way better wrestler than
Angle. Yeah, we're not going to get solid answers on these.
Yeah, but I'm the tiebreaker. Angle.
Thank you.
I'm going to go Angle.
That's dumb. Hart's one of the greatest of all time. Angle left. Like,
at being a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't really care for the guy.
WCW
I just know he's
too.
A great wrestler.
You got to watch The Burial of the Hitman. No, you guys, hey, you got to watch The Burial of the Hitman on YouTube. It's a 35-minute video of all these interviews from Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, the New Age Outlaws, just burying Bret Hart, what an asshole he is.
Wow.
It's cool. Amazing.
Did you give it a 6 out of 10?
Yes.
All right, Rusev versus Iron Sheik. Obviously, Iron Sheik. And then
Iron Sheik, really?
Well, don't just go like the new guy that I know and watch every
yes,
week.
The new guy that
the
I know.
The new guy,
what
you?
All right.
Sorry. And then HBK beats The Rock.
Yeah,
the only gonna
I'm
once.
Down with that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Moving You're wearing on. The shirt.
Oh no! Of course I'm gonna say HBK.
Oh,
I was talking about Rusev, Iron Sheik, but okay. Whatever.
Whatever.
Sheiky baby, I love you.
All right. Narendra Bond. Which superstar would you replace for Roman in the triple threat match now? If you know,
had
if
Kevin
you
had Owens.
To.
No, you can't. No, you have to save him.
Woo, woo, woo!
Save him for what?
You can't
a feud with
Kevin
Sammy Owens?
Sammy Owens?
Sammy Zayn? Seriously. What are we going to get? Another fucking Owens-Sammy Zayn match?
I don't know. Bring back Orton now if he's ready.
Yeah.
Or,
but now you're just
better.
Reaching.
Jericho.
Yes. Oh, Jericho would be perfect.
Jericho would be good.
Yeah.
Because he's feuded with that stupid idiot.
Adam Wilson, which past WWE wrestler would have the best match for the title against Ambrose? Shawn Michaels. I think this is an easy answer. Macho Man.
Worker. Oh, good.
Macho Man, Al Snow, Mick Foley, Rick Rude. I mean, Macho Man.
Yeah.
Macho Man.
Oh, right? Yeah, come on.
I mean, Al Snow? How is Al Snow? Like, Mick Foley kind of makes sense because he's the new Mick Foley, but in a way.
Al Snow was a really good worker.
Yeah.
He was, and he's a hell of a hardcore guy.
Yeah.
But I'd take Mick Foley over him any day.
Absolutely.
And just to see Macho Man, because he's such a great wrestler. And
yeah. I don't know where the Rick Rude comes from. Dean Ambrose is not really like Rick Rude.
Body. Weird.
And he's not like Rick Rude at all.
Hey, this guy has favorites. What do you want?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, that's all the fan questions we got there.
All right.
So we have like 30 days before Battleground, and I know this because... the guy is suspended for 30 days.
Right.
But make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and give us a 5-star review.
Do it.
Check out our new website, which has the memes of the week and weekly NXT recaps by Josh Reese. What's wrong with WWE.com? Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Vine and Instagram at What's Wrong WWE. Joe is also on Twitter now. And I'm trying to convince him to upload a Twitter picture because right now it's just a fucking egg.
Send me the Dodge Collins pic or the Shikaki pic.
Joe Pisano 24 at Joe Pisano 24. Eric, what's yours?
You said you got me.
H E A R M I I C.
You need to change that. So it's easier for people to follow you.
I was playing around with doing what's wrong, Eric.
Oh yeah,
you got me 50 followers, Andrew.
Yes.
How do I see how many followers I have?
It's on your... I'll teach you after the show.
Tell me now.
I'll teach you. Yeah.
Oh, 56 followers.
Oh, 56 now. Wow.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, it says here, Andrew lost the draft per the moderator. The people's opinion do not matter.
That's what you said.
# heel Joe.
That's what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said. It doesn't matter what you think.
Yes.
That was a funny tweet. That was pretty good.
It was good, yeah.
Okay, so you can follow me at Eric What's Wrong.
Okay.
Is that
Eric,
really?
Yeah.
So, Eric, what's wrong? Eric wasn't there available?
No, it wasn't.
Oh. It made more sense.
Who's that fucking guy?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I'm gonna kick his ass.
So, Eric, what's wrong?
Eric, what's wrong?
All right, cool. Yeah. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, what's wrong?
Everything.
You can also listen to the show on YouTube and check out our WWE Bad Lip Reading videos at Shafted Cinema Pisano. And if you'd like to donate, we have some cool rewards for you on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe. Do you want Stone Cold, Ric Flair, and Macho Man to give you a special shout-out or sing you happy birthday on the air? Well, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwwe to donate today.
And pay us like $5 and we'll do it.
Nah, it's more than that. so, yes, this was, again,
such
a great episode of Raw. The top moments were amazing. Let's pray that we can keep this up.
Pray Wyatt.
Pray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Wow, that was corny. But you know what? I'll take it.
# pray for Wyatt.
That just killed everyone that's listening on their headphones. Yep. But you know
what? Take it out.
Fuck them.
Edit it.
Edit it.
Editor.
Fine. I will edit. You know what? I'm going to edit this whole segment because it's not going well.
All right. Well,
we'll out the show.
We'll see you on the Monday.
It doesn't matter, Eric. This part's not going to be on the show. I'm editing it out. Did you not
say anything?
Do you understand what I'm saying to you right now, you stupid idiot? I'm sorry, Eric. That was mean.
Dip.